Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on the third issue of this Thor arc, so let's jump right to the action.
So we start out this next issue, issue 160, and you know, we just had the origin of Thor. Now we're going to get the origin of Galactus.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know when I think of Galactus, I think of Fantastic Four. Like, that's all I've ever connected him to. So the fact that he showed up in Thor, I'm like, oh, okay, interesting.
Okay.
It makes sense, though, because he's a cosmic being. He would be everywhere. And I'm assuming, I guess we can assume this takes place, like, right after him realizing Donald Blake and Thor are the same person, I guess.
Probably.
Could be a month later. I don't know. Doesn't really say. So Thor sees an object from space landing on the rooftop. So he decides to go investigate.
So Thor flies over to where a spaceship lands and sees some woman with a really big
ant lady.
It is...
What was her name?
Tana Nile.
There, yes.
She is a colonizer from the planet Riggle. Riggle? Riggle? Either one. Apparently,
we've met her before.
Yeah, there's a footnote. She showed up in issue 129 on. They were trying to colonize a planet, and Thor stepped in to stop them, I guess. But this time, they are not enemies. I guess they are having problems with a being that could destroy our galaxies. And so Thor, being the noble Thor, he's like, well, if anybody's in need, I will help you out. Which is good for him. But then he turns around, and as soon as they leave Earth, he's like, if this is some sword scheme wherein to trick the son of Odin, take warning, wench. Right. I'll help you out, but on my terms, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Like, ouch.
We jump back to Asgard, and we are introduced to the recorder again. As listeners can remember, he showed up, actually from the colonizers, he showed up in Asgard to record the Mangog.
Okay.
And what was going to happen there. So he's talking to Odin, basically telling him, I'm only here to observe and to record. I am not to ever participate or engage. And Odin is like, okay, that's fine. Like, I appreciate you just being here, I guess, when Thor needed you. And then Sif comes in, because she was walking by, trying to get audience with Thor. Or, I'm sorry, audience with Odin. Because she wants to go meet up with Thor. At that same moment, the recorder gets a signal from the colonizers to return to the planet Riggle. And so Odin apparently makes a judgment call that he's going to let the recorder leave, and Thor has to deal with his impending doom by himself. And Sif is like, well, if he's getting threatened, I could help. Two is better than one. Odin has spoken. That's it.
He is determined that for some reason he must face it alone.
Which...
he never really says why, just because I said so.
Yeah.
Odin's decided because he is Odin.
Yes, and we will get into that on next issue. There's a couple things that I saw. So, the recorder leaves, and he, you know, he had mentioned the danger, and Sif was like, what danger? What do you speak of? But the recorder did not want to tell her about the danger of Galactus. Now, at this time, Galactus has already shown up in Fantastic Four. And they stopped him with the help of Silver Surfer and, I want to say, other heroes. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I never read those issues. So, like, as a reader, we know Galactus is a big threat. And they are, so far, everybody in this issue has make Galactus out to be this big threat. So why Odin is okay with Thor facing him alone, I don't know.
Thanks, Odin.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Well, it's Odin. He knows best. So we go back to Tannenil. Is that her name? Yes, Tannenil. Tannenil.
I did like this splash page of Galactus on page 6.
You mean of Recorder? The Recorder? Worrying about Galactus? Oh,
sorry, of the Recorder. Yes. Worrying about Galactus.
Yes.
The He Who Is Called Galactus page?
Yeah, He Who Is Called Galactus.
As it's a cool picture.
I did. I thought it was nice.
That's the Jack Kirby art right there.
Yeah. And I like that it wasn't just red, blue, and yellow.
All the yellow.
We got some orange. Got some orange and greens in here. It was a nice little change up.
So we are on the ship now with Thor and Tannenil. And they're heading to Riggle. But on the way, something struck the ship. And it turns out it is a Tarian, this survivor of another world that Galactus had already destroyed. He comes crashing into the ship, and he wants to take over the ship.
And Thor's like, holy crap, you just came plowing through the side of this spaceship. Is this Galactus?
Yeah.
And they're like no. No, that's a victim.
Yeah, if this was Galactus, he wouldn't have plowed through, he would just destroy it. So Thor, being as strong as he is, goes to attack and is surprised when the Tarian stops him with one hand and then throws him into whatever rubble, I guess, was left over from the wall that was crashed through. You know, gets up, takes him down. It's with the help of Tana, you know, with her mind blast. Sure. It makes sense. She's got a big mind. Big head.
She does have a huge head. Huge ant head.
And I also made, Ron and I observed this. A lot of Kirby art is just huge heads. In the Fantastic Four issue, that when we met Maximus, he had a huge helmet with a huge forehead. I think in an X-Men issue, same thing. Like, I don't know what it is about Kirby and huge foreheads.
Huge brains.
Yeah.
They just have a lot to think about.
Maybe. Something. I don't know. But Thor takes down the Tarian. They're Tarian. And rips off this helmet to look him in the eye. And the guy's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean no harm. I just needed your ship to escape. You destroyed the ship, motherfucker. Like, you literally crashed into the side of the stupid thing.
Like that if you needed it's all it, that's Galactus's not fault. How you do it.
But Thor looks out the window of the ship and sees a destroyed planet.
What window? There's a hole in the wall.
Good point. He looks out the hole in the wall.
I don't know. It kind of looks like there's some glass there.
Well, I mean, it's funnier if you say hole in the wall, though.
Fair.
And he sees the destroyed planet and all of these... I'm guessing all these people are other Tarians? Tarians?
Probably.
I don't know how to say that word.
I was just giving
all
it to
all refugees.
Yeah, but there we go. All refugees. Trying to, you know, escaping because Galactus just destroyed this world. And this is another thing I was unaware of. How big Galactus actually was. Because I was always under the impression that Galactus was fucking huge. Turns out he's not. And we'll see that in, like, the next issue. But, like, he is in a ship flying through space. I always thought he was able to just walk through space. Okay. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But it works. It works for him. But he comes upon this world, this dark shape, and these forces that are trying to keep him at bay. He has no idea what any of this is. So he hops into a little, like, tinier ship in his big ship.
His little cube ship?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes me think of, like, a giant man hopping into a, like, a Ford Escort or something. Like,
husband gets into his car every day for work. Because that's what I thought of.
It's not that small.
It's like when my husband gets into his little clown car.
Just like that, yes.
Because I saw this and I was like, oh, it's my husband's clown car.
I love it. But So Galactus ends up finding Ego, the living planet. He was trying to hide from, I guess, from Galactus, or just trying to hide.
I'm a living planet. You eat planets. I'm going to stay away from you.
Yeah, he is. Galactus is well known around the galaxy for what he's doing. So we end up, Thor and Tana Nil end up getting back to Riggle. They meet up with, what was this guy? I can't remember his name now.
I liked the change in art here, too.
Oh, yeah, this scene?
Yeah. Yes.
The black and white.
With Ego. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, they've done this before. Mm-hmm. In the Fantastic Four issue when they were going through the negative zone.
Okay.
Similar thing. It was just to let you know, basically, like, this scene and this whatever you're looking at in the background mm-hmm. is important.
This is important, guys.
Like, because it's different than what you are used to seeing.
Yeah.
This is important.
Mm-hmm. It was just neat.
What was this guy's name? I can't remember now. Best, we'll just could call him the,
Angry Silver Guy.
Maybe.
I don't.
They say his name. I just can't remember. We'll just call him like Colonizer Prime or something. Thor meets up with him, and they're talking. The recorder has returned by this time, and Thor is like, "Hey, it was good to see you, my friend. Thank you for being there for the Mangog. I mean, I know you didn't do anything, but you were there. Appreciate it." Mm-hmm. So they decide, colonizers. Decide to lend Thor a ship so that he can go take on Galactus. And the recorder is going to go with them because...
they want to know what happens.
Yeah, he's a recorder. So they fly off. So as Thor and the recorder are flying through this, I guess the refugees...
Zoom.
they're going, like, refugees are going east. Thor and the recorder are going west through them. This one ship sees it. They're called the Wanderers, and they're beings look like tigerish.
Kind of look like Wookiees.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, not their feet.
No, that's
but yeah, like their faces.
The very woolly.
Yes. Yeah.
And they apparently are the first victims of Galactus, so yes. They've been wandering around for a long time.
That's why they got the name the Wanderers. So they decide that if these guys are going that direction with a purpose, we're going to follow them because they know what they're doing. They're probably going after Galactus. We want our revenge.
Heck yeah.
So we already know going east away from him hasn't worked for the last couple millennia, so we don't think it's going to work now.
Nope. So they turn around. They start going after him. We then go back to Galactus and Ego talking.
Very quickly, you know, escalating.
Yeah, it's Ego being like, hey, you probably should go. I don't know what you think is going to happen, but you're not going to be able to take me. And Galactus is like, you can't stop me. No one can tell me no. Like, I'm just going to do this.
I'm going to eat you, om nom nom.
Yeah, I am Galactus, who can strike with the fire of a thousand suns. And so he attacks him. And Ego, you know, protects himself and attacks back. Well, as the attacks are going back and forth, Thor and the recorder happen to into the debris of what's going on. And their ship just gets destroyed.
Like twigs in a storm. The two hapless figures are hurled into space to silently drift in an endless vacuum until... the next podcast.
Next issue. Episode.
Whatever. We'll find out what happens.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Thor story.